Good evening and a warm welcome to this welcome program. And this is for the welcome program for Group 9. And as you know, there has been a theme that's been running all the season. And it's depicted in that lovely poster, Living with Limitless Love. So already many groups have been thinking about this topic, and many of you probably have tapped into the classes and listened to the classes from other groups. Also, I'd like to say a welcome to those who are watching live online. So, we're going to start the program with two videos. The first one is about a 10-minute video, and it's a tribute to Didi Nirmala, who left the body last October. And that will be followed by a shorter video by brother Nico, who's taken some aerial views and goes in places where you can't, uses a drone and it goes to places where you can't often go. And it's of the three different Madaban campuses. So sit back, enjoy, and I'll see you after those two videos.
I grew up in a religious family. My parents, especially mother, grandmother, were very, very staunch Vaishnava. And my father was religious-minded, but still more open-minded, and also he was a businessman. Well-to-do family with nine children. We were seven sisters and two brothers. We used to go to holiday every school vacation. The whole family would go school vacation. And I got graduated. I started practicing in Mumbai. And by that time, I came across Brahma Kumaris. And luckily, in those days, Mama was there, Mateshwari Saraswati. So Mama was giving lecture every Sunday, and I attended that lecture. And on the first day, my friend Usha asked me, would you like to start course? So I started course next day, Monday.
Oh, Baba, let me live for you today. These are your hands, your eyes, your lips, and you show them the way. My heart is full of all the love you give. I want to show the world the wonders of you.
I requested my father to give my money of dowry so that I can start center.
Oh, Baba, what can I say today? With my sisters and my brothers,
1971, a group was ready to go overseas. So I was part of that five people who first went overseas to give lectures.
We go together through all eternity. How can I show you what you truly mean to me?
So I stayed in London until 1974. And I chose to go to Australia.
Oh, Baba, let me live for you today.
This is good type of service. This one has taken the responsibility. Come forward. Dr. Nirmala. Dr. Nirmala. She has taken the responsibility. So Nirmala Didi is now in charge of Gyan Sarovar. So she has taken this responsibility. Now she will spend more time in Madhuban. Bharat and other countries, so she will pay attention to foreign countries as well as India, and has taken this responsibility. This is why Bap Dada is proud of the double foreigners. Foreign lands and Bharat, you have the responsibility of both. Oh, sweet. Baba put his hand of blessing on her head.
My heart is full of all the love you give. I want to show the world the wonders of you. Oh, Baba, what can I say today? With my sisters and my brothers here always, we go together through all eternity. How can I show you what you truly mean to me?
Wherever I have been posted, I have enjoyed doing godly service and try my best to help local people. Om Shanti.
And I am lost in your love. I am simply lost in you.
everybody is moving around with their sweet, loving vibrations.
I spent 47 years working with Didi and 33 living with her. So I knew Didi really well, and she knew me really, really well. I would say I was close to Didi, really close, and she felt close to me, but there was always someone closer, and that was Baba. Now, because Didi had such a profound love for God, if I can use that, and Baba, that was the heart of who she was as a person. It created this incredible simplicity, purity, and this amazing, I'd say, determination and spiritual power that was always evident. She had this just one in her heart, 100%, and that was really, to me, the essence of the personality that she really was. You know, if you heard one of Didi's classes, they were incredibly simple, right? Really, really simple. But I would say, of almost anyone I've met, she was the embodiment of knowledge. She was a knowledgeful soul because she lived the knowledge. Didn't just, her articulation perhaps wasn't so intellectual or whatever, but she absolutely thought and saw life in the way Baba did. And she had this amazing love and complete detachment, which I would say was her trademark.
She was very, very disciplined and very, very independent. Didi was very courageous. I have seen many, many problems came in front of her, but she faced all those situations in Baba's remembrance. Her faith on Baba was really, really unshakable, and deep love for Baba, which helped her to face all those situation, and she set very beautiful example in front of us.
All your courage to pioneer, it's so easy for us to follow, but you are the pioneer. Renounce, you renounce it on the old. Your obedience to one alone, who makes you now so sweet and strong. You ask for nothing and no one, for nothing and no one at all.
I always saw Nirmala Didi as an embodiment of self-respect, the one who is clean inside and out. I really admire her outstanding quality of being detached and loving.
So courageous, very strong, stable, no matter what kind of situation she went through in her BK life from the beginning, with faith in one Baba, love for everyone, she was passed with honor.
Om Shanti. Fly.
Extraordinary.
Om Shanti. There's always time for a little announcements. So Sister Olga and Natasha, please, from the Russian group, please come backstage. And we're just hoping that all the translators are in their booths and that's all going okay. Looks like it. Good, they're waving. And now Brother Nico's actually going to share a little bit about the video before it starts.
Om Shanti. First of all, I want to apologize because what you will see is very first edit. I gathered just some footage I make over the last 6 years. So we want to gather very the best footage of Madhuban, including yogi smiling, meditating. And music will be properly mixed in Mumbai. So hopefully in April, we have a final version. And I really want to show to the public or people, because it's made for people, the heart of our yagya. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
both videos so beautiful, aren't they? The one about Didi Nirmala, very touching. Really got insight into her deep personality and love for God. And then just to see the different campuses. And in a backwards order, in a way, because Shantivan was the latest, and then Gyan Sarovar, but the first was Pandabhavan, as you know. So now we have a song by Sister Gudrun of Germany.
So it's for me a surprise to stand here, because it's not really a song, it's a kind of rap. During COVID time, you will not guess that I do that, but I started to write songs in a rap style. And this song is about my true prince, because all my life I was searching for the true partner, and in my heart I was thinking, my true prince. But you know, I found my true prince, like you all. This is a song. And it's a new song, and I'm not used to stand in front of Popling with that, because it's quite new. But I do my best. It's a surprise. Searching so long to find my true prince, and I always knew that true love wins. Was not looking above, did not find true love. You seemed so far, so high, where is the way? Then I found you, or did you find me? You hit my heart, you are the key. This is a love song to you. No one can separate us, cause you are the true. I was longing so long, then you came along, you convinced me, you are the one. I was searching in pebbles, searching in stones, was hugging the trees, still felt alone. I went to a guru to find inner peace, came back confused, nothing at ease. I started to pray, I started to bow, show me the truth, not only my own. There must be a key, there must be a way, not only for me, it must be for all. There must be a key, there must be a way, not only for me, it must be for all. You listened to me, you came along, you found me, you are the one. You hit my heart, you are the prince, you give me true love, you convince. I found my prince, I found my love. He came for me, came from above. I found my prince, I found my love. He came for me, came from above. I was waiting so long to find my true prince. And I always knew that true love wins. And I always knew that true...
Dance song combination from the Russian group. So I'd like to invite them on. So they're going to use this mic and another mic.
Om Shanti, good evening. Now we are going to sing a song together with some dance about Captain Braves, brave captains. Baba says that he is our boatman and he's taking our boat across to the new golden age. And we are his helpers, brave captains.
Ocean wave, and he called on many lands on his way. 15 times he tried to sing. Sharks could catch him on the brink, but he never, really never gave a wink. And in trouble and in war, always sang the captain brave on sea and shore. Captain brave, give a smile, sir, cause a smile is like a flag of a ship. Captain brave, cheer up, sir, the sea surrenders only to the queen.
Lovely scenes we
can see. Baba now belongs to me. We are sailing in the ocean of love. Maya tiger cannot swim. Crocodiles don't even dream. Only fortune for the captain is to win. Now we sing, now we smile, and are praising our fortune day and night. Captain brave, give a smile, sir, for the smile is like a flag of a ship. Captain brave, cheer up, sir, for the sea surrenders only to the queen. Captain brave, give a smile, sir, for the smile is like a flag of a ship. Captain brave, cheer up, sir, for the sea surrenders only to the queen. Captain brave, cheer up, sir, to the Queen.
Oh, it's getting more and more upbeat now, isn't it? And now we also have a very special treat. We have three of our seniors, and they're going to come and share something about the topic, living with limitless love. So with great pleasure, I'd like to invite up Sudesh Didi. We know Sudesh Didi likes to dance and sing too, you know. And we also have Sister Hemlata from the Caribbean and Sister Maureen. So please come on stage. Most welcome. Yeah, please give them a big round of applause. You can jig up. Told you, didn't I?
Shanti. Om Shanti. What a beautiful scene of holy swans dancing, singing, sitting, playing, thinking, flying in Gyan Sarovar. Welcome, welcome in Gyan Sarovar, which is the special place after Madhuban home. Baba, the Supreme Parents, sustained us and gave new birth from drishti with sustenance
And these special souls, those who have come, are born from the powerful, loving, determined, blessed sankalp, which is called thought. The loving thought, it is called think and appears. So Baba's children, who Brahma Baba not only dreamt about it, but mentions, express that many children are here still to come. And so this is why still more have to come, though this is the ninth group here. That is very important. Very, very, very important group. Ninth group, or the jewels, those who are part of the ninth ring. Baba speaks about the nine jewel ring. It means totally engaged, beloved, holding the hand of the intellect and singing and playing, sustaining us. This is the place, is actually the second step of Baba's task of the relationship, the spiritual teacher. And so we call ourselves spiritual university, but practical for this education, learning, this Gyan Sarovar Academy is all there, not only for Brahmins, but let the knowledge go to the souls who are still searching, looking for to find the truth. And this is the place where Baba specially came to inaugurate this place, Gyan Sarovar. How lucky and how happy we are that on that day Baba spoke about many, many specialities of this Gyan Sarovar. And this is what practically has become the place where Baba's holy swans come. Or I would say now, that is the past part of being with Mother Saraswati, picking up the virtues, divine jewels, decorating the self, and becoming so powerful with godly education, with the truth that Baba is teaching, with Satguru, following the Shrimat of Satguru, and becoming steady, strong. Ninth is a very important, actually, according to mathematics, very, very powerful thought. Zero and one. I am actually holded, supported by one. Always be with one, follow one, love only one with all relationships. Multiply every time, but with steady strength, intoxication, filled with all the virtues. And this is why the table of nine, nine plus nine, one and eight, 18, nine. 3 times 9, 27, 2 and 7, 9. 4 times 9, every time you multiply, it steps, the figure of these two becomes nine. In every situation, we continue to grow. We flow with this love, powerful happiness, and then, but at the same time, as much as enthusiasm, that much is depth. As much as we are deep, that much we are tower of power. And so all of you, Baba's special children, have come and this with this special group, for this special group, and also those who have been here before, very lucky of the number eight, right? No one is less from each other. Everyone is perfect and pure in God's eyes. And so welcome, welcome with heart, welcome with eyes, welcome with good feelings, and welcome with happiness. Words do not express really the real feelings. And so you understand, we welcome each other, we look at each other. Oh, you have also come. I have also come. And now you have come with double power. Those who stayed in Shantivan, they filled themselves with so many different secrets, so many different aspects, different way of friendship, different godly laws and systems, different what directions we have to follow and glorify God. And God says, no, I remain incognito, I glorify you. But today's Murli, I was really singing. Oh, he is so restless that he cannot stay there any longer. He wants to come, and that's why he mentioned that for so long you have been separated, and now I have come. And so this applies to all of you, to feel the feelings of the heart of the beloved, that how can he be restless? But wonder of unlimited love. Unlimited love means he cannot stay without us and comes. And this is why it is the time special that you have come to celebrate Shiv Baba's birthday, your own birthday, and also celebrate the new kingdom that is being established, the foundation of that. So welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. Om Shanti. One feeling, since morning I am very intoxicated. The feelings of God's feeling were so strong that the electricity stopped. Oh, this is what God is saying. And we had the time to think, and we had the time to really appreciate that, Baba, your love is so deep, your love is so unlimited, your love is so wonderful that you, being incognito, reveal yourselves to us. And so wonderful. Enjoy Baba's love, the deep love, unlimited love, subtle love, powerful love. Swim in love, sing in love, and also swim. Swim, sing, and swing. Om Shanti. This is why you have come here. Welcome for that.
Om Shanti. It is a great pleasure to be here in front of all of you. Of course, when we take Baba's knowledge and have the thought that we must go to Madhavan at least once in our lifetime, when I came to Madhavan first time, before coming to Madhavan, there was a lot of imagination how it will look, what we're going to see. But of course, our teacher described everything and what we must expect. It is not like seeing in the video nowadays. Everything is recorded and shown before you even come. But it was a verbal description. So when I came to Madhavan, I did not feel this place was a strange place, that I came first time here. I feel that I came here before. And all the brothers and sisters who I saw, although I was not able to talk to everyone, but with a glance of our drishti, I felt that I have seen them also. Going to Baba's room and sitting down for a few minutes, it was feeling that Baba is calling and welcoming me, long lost and found child, come and come. So on the whole, there was a feeling of belonging, feeling of as if I have seen this place before, feeling that this is what I was searching for. When you taste the sweet and the perfect sweet, and then you eat all different stages of the sweets, you say, not this one, not this one, not this one. But when you come to the perfect sweet, you feel that sweet is so sweet. So there was a lot of love. Those days when we came, our group came, we did not have facilities. I came first time to Madhavan was when Tower of Peace was erected and the opening of that, as well as the opening of the museum. These are the two events which was taking place at that time. And you can imagine that those days, that time when the events are happening, many more people came. And Baba came in Madhavan, in the history hall. And history hall was not enough to sit down. And they were all around history hall and watching through the windows. And I was one of them. And after everything finished, they asked us that who want to sleep in the history hall or corridors. And of course, I was one of them, lift my hand. And I said, yes, I will be. Because the intoxication was so great, though those physical facilities did not make any difference. Everything has some kind of taste. And everyone in Madhavan was talking so nicely as if we belong to them and they belong to us. So there was a great sense of unlimited feeling of love as well as sense of belonging that we belong to here. And with these feelings, there was such a joy, such a happiness, such a feeling that it was so difficult to leave Madhavan. Nowadays, sometimes the service pool says, okay, we had to do Shivratri program, we had to do this and we had to do that. But those days, when you come in Baba's home, the leaving Baba's home was such a difficult situation. And I always feel that that time dadis and all those used to be giving farewell to us, go soon, come soon. Even now we get all that. Although the system has changed, but the love has not changed. The feeling has not changed. So I respect, I welcome all the brothers and sisters who have come first time. In the worldly life, the greatest happiness people feel when the child is born in the family. And I think that is a memorial of this confluence age, that when Baba's children are born in the different places and they come to Baba's home, Baba feel very happy, our senior feel very happy, Madhavan Nivasi feel happy, and you also feel happy that you have come to the highest of high place, highest of high pilgrimage place, from where the whole world will get the salvation, mukti and jivan mukti. And this is not the ordinary fortune, we can say. It is the greatest, greatest fortune that we have out of so many billions of souls. Few souls are chosen and have the opportunity to come to Madhavan even now. So with a great pleasure and happiness, with lots and lots of love, I say Om Shanti to everyone and welcome home. Thank you.
Speaking of coming for the first time, who is here for the first time in Madhuban? Could you raise your hand? Oh, quite a few. Beautiful. And who's coming after several years? Again, quite a few. So a big, big warm welcome to Baba's home. And yes, I could also remember a lot about the first visit, but one thing I would say, we came with a lot of faith because the road up the mountain wasn't a proper road. It was just a dirt track and there were no walls. And so you had to have a lot of faith. But it's beautiful to be in Baba's home. And when you sit on the stage here, you can see all the ancestor souls. You realize they're all behind you. And when I look at all those daddies, at that time, of course, Daddy Janki was not part of that scene. But now she's flown away too, as you know. And when we come to Madhuban, it's welcome from Baba, from the instruments here, but also a welcome from all the ancestor souls who are, till now, looking after us and taking care of us. Do you feel that? Yeah. And if I think about living with limitless love, where can you live with limitless love? In UK or Australia, or you can live in Baba's heart. That's where there is unlimited love. And I think about the times, and again, for some of you it would have been a video, many of you would have been present, but seeing Baba coming in the chariot and watching the souls go in front of Baba in the line, you know, for drishti and so on. And of course, all souls are different, right? Different sanskaras, different levels, whatever. But did Baba's face ever change? Not a tiny, tiny, never, ever, ever, ever. And so that pure love, that limitless love that doesn't judge and doesn't see all the rough edges, but just really sees the diamond and uplifts the diamond. And of course, that's the aim for all of us, to reach that stage and do that for each other. And so I hope, being here in Madhuban, however long you're here for, that you truly experience that stage of being in limitless love, and then you can carry, and being in Baba's heart, and then you can carry that experience away with you to wherever you have to go. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Thank you all very much. Wonderful sharings. And I know you, those who are here for the first time in Madhuban, were asked to raise a hand, but could you stand up? And we'd like to invite you to come to the front and stand all the way along here and face the audience. So come. So maybe you start in the middle, come here, and then they can, yep, come to the front, and then turn around. So you give everyone a vision. There's quite a few of you, so you might have to do two lines.
Anyone else need to come? Is one brother on his way? Maybe we do two lines. Is that okay? One can come in front, two lines, as long as you're not blocking the face of anyone. That's it. Okay, another line behind. So you go in between the heads so that you can give drishti. Okay? Brother, would you like to get in the line? So only two lines. One, two. Yeah, and there's some space here. There's some space here. No videos and photos, please. Okay. Right, if you'd like to give drishti for a couple of minutes...